Next, we have grudging, unmerciful, and unforgiving spirits. This means a strong, continued feeling of hostility or anger against someone, showing no mercy, will not give up resentment against someone or the desire to punish them. So someone said or did something, and as a result, we take it personal, or maybe it was meant personal against us, but this spirit then wants to be very judgmental, very hateful, very hurt, and wants to lash back out at them and make them pay for what they said or did, or we think they said or did. And some phases of spirit to help with this is discernment, to help, again, separate the good from the evil, and mercy, instead of judging this person, some more mercy to help cover for the wrong that they did or spoke. Pity, to help be more tender-hearted toward this person. Again, more tender phases of spirit rather than judging the person and being hard on them, to be more tender-hearted toward them and forgiving of what they said or did. And love, again, one of these tender phases of spirit, and then grace to cast these spirits out. James 5:9.
Grudge not one against another, brethren, lest ye be condemned.
So God says don't do it, don't judge, don't grudge, hold a grudge against somebody else, because that will cause us to be condemned. A grudging spirit wants to lock in all these feelings, all these other evil spirits in our mind, the hurts and the other things involved. It wants to hold these things in. So God says don't grudge, don't hold that grudge, but be forgiving, cast it out. Matthew 18:21-22.
Then came Peter to him and said, Lord, how oft shall my brother sin against me, and I forgive him? Till seven times? Jesus saith unto him, I say not unto thee until seven times, but until 70 times 7.
So Peter had a problem with this too. How many times do I have to forgive my brother before I can finally say it, enough's enough, and hold this grudge against him for doing this? And Jesus lets him know that however often evil works through somebody, then that's how often you need to forgive them or cast that out from your mind. Romans 12:8.
He that showeth mercy with cheerfulness.
So we can show mercy and we can do it cheerfully. Matthew 5:7.
Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy.
So if we want mercy to be shown on us, then we better get busy and start working some mercy toward other people. Colossians 3:13.
Forbearing one another and forgiving one another. If any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye.
So we should bear with one another, even when evil works out towards us, and we should forgive one another. We should use this grace, use the mercy to help pay off these ignorant sins, and use the grace to cast them out, and not lash back out at the other person and hold a grudge against them. Ephesians 4:32.
And be ye kind one to another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you.
James 2:13.
For he shall have judgment without mercy that hath showed no mercy, and mercy rejoiceth against judgment.
So we definitely need more mercy to rejoice or overcome the evil spirit judgment. And Leviticus 19:18.
Thou shalt not avenge, nor bear any grudge against the children of thy people, but thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself.
So very clear, we should not grudge anybody. We should have love toward them.